Your relationships are part of this story. In the past, you have gone into relationships for reasons very close to what you articulated a few moments ago. You were seeking happiness. You were hoping to find fulfillment and joy and completion through the sharing of your life with another.
So what's so bad about that?
Nothing's bad about it. But if you feel incomplete inside of yourself, you will search outside of yourself for the rest of your life to find that which cannot be found.
So then I don't need a relationship to create joy and happiness and completion. It's all within.
You use a relationship to experience it. Like God, you create relationships in order to experience who you are within. In the days of the new spirituality, it'll be clear that all relationships begin and end and are created with and within the human soul. Once you have a relationship with me, with life, with God, with all that is, inside of yourself, the relationships that you have with everything and everyone outside of yourself will be an experience of joy and happiness and completion, because you have put it there. This is true of all of life.
But how can I give what I'm not able to give?
You are able to give anything that you wish to receive. There's nothing you want out of a relationship that you cannot give to a relationship. You may think that you cannot give it. You may have convinced yourself that you cannot give it. But that's not the truth about you. Consider the possibility that you came into the relationship in order to remember how to be greater than you are. That's the purpose of all relationships and of all of life. I've said the purpose of life is to recreate yourself anew in the next grandest version of the greatest vision ever you held about who you are.
Of course, in order to do this, we must have total freedom.
God gives you that.
God may, but others may not.
In truth, freedom is not something that God gives you. I used a figure of speech. Freedom is what you are. God is that, and you are that. That is the essence of what you are. The words love and God are interchangeable, and the words freedom and God are interchangeable. Therefore, the words love and freedom are interchangeable. They describe one and the same experience. In the days of the new spirituality, love and freedom will be understood to be the same thing. This has important implications within the context of marriage currently understood and experienced by most of the human race.
You can say that again. I've heard this from you before, and it has done nothing but get me into trouble.
Why?
Why? Because most people don't accept that when you love someone, love grants total freedom to the beloved.
Hold it. Let's stop right there. What do you mean by total freedom? Freedom is not something that can be partial. It's like pregnancy. You can't be a little pregnant. You also cannot be a little free. You either are free or you're not.
Free to do anything?
You are either free or you are not.
But even you have not given us that kind of freedom.
Oh, but I have.
But you punish us if we use it.
No, I do not.
Well, spouses do.
Do humans believe this?
Believe it? They experience it.
Then humans are not experiencing freedom in their relationships?
Not many.
They all are.
I don't think so. Not when they get punished by someone leaving them or making life miserable for them. Not when they receive this punishment because they enjoy golf or are caught up in their work or don't pay the other enough attention. Or, God forbid, experience a moment of love expressed sexually with someone else.
Relationships are based on total freedom. That's how they work.
So when a husband tells a wife he's leaving because she doesn't pay him enough attention, that's freedom? The wife is supposed to feel free to be herself in the relationship?
Of course. If the husband told her that he wants a certain amount of attention in the relationship where he's leaving, and the wife does not give him that amount of attention, she's made a free choice.
But she gets punished for that choice.
All choices have outcomes. Yet outcomes are not punishments. They're results.
So if you declare that love is freedom, then you must be saying that all people in relationships should be able to freely express love with any person they wish, in any way that feels appropriate to them, without limitation or punishment. Is that how you see marriage?
No. I see marriage the way I see life, which is no way in particular. Life just is, and so too with marriage. It is what it is, and it is not what it's not.